FDI.
We're FCM in the bedroom. Just got out of the shower, son. Morning, how are you?
Doing?
Hey, doing very well. Ready for our Blue Zero wind chill Thursday, Friday? It's going to get cold.
Here we go. I knew it was going to happen. I mean, no one's like, oh, it's so warm, and here we go. And I was like, nope, it's going to be another cold snap. Yep. So, you ready for it?
Oh, yeah. Waking up in the morning to sleet, snow, and freezing rain. And then later in the day, between 5 and 7, some snow. Really no measurable accumulation. So, it's coming.
On 4.
Up to an inch, but very little, if any.
Hendersonville or Asheville's going to get any.
Snowfall 3 to 5 inches in Hendersonville North. A lot of snow up there.
That's good. I mean, I guess they're going to enjoy that. So, get a decent amount. So, it's crazy. Interesting stuff, isn't it? So, hey, I was going to ask you, how's Laney doing?
I bleed, and the doctor fixed it, stopped it, blood pressure went right up, and she's still much, much better. She's okay now. She and Amy both are fine.
Her again?
There's an upper GI bleed, a bleed in the upper part of her stomach. She was bleeding out, would have died. There's a doctor there I told Lila not to use, he's no good. But he was the only one there. They said, go with him. And he did a good job. Stopped the bleeding, so she's doing much better. She'll be fine.
That's awesome. Yeah, I didn't know what she... I thought she had a blood clot or something like that. I wasn't sure what she had.
Well, they didn't know either. They had a blood clot or heart problems, but turned out a bleed in the upper part of her stomach. So where the esophagus meets the stomach. But she's going to be okay now.
That's good stuff. Well, it's good to know. So, yeah, a lot of people are praying for her, so glad she pulled through.
Walk down the bathroom with the radio on here, the handheld, so you're ready to get your buzzing in my foot and get out of here, get the trash can when it comes. That's about it.
I was going to ask you, what kind of chickens would you recommend that we get that lay a lot of eggs? Do you have a certain recommendation?
The white leggards lay the most eggs, the white leggards, leghorns, I think they call them. We're down reds and nice ones, Buff Orrington. Are nice chickens. Royal and Reds are real sweet chickens, big brown eggs. But the white leggard are the best laying, but yeah, the Buff Orrington, the Royal and Red, or any one of those.
Good to know. So I didn't know which one was the best to lay the eggs. So, okay, well, getting more interested in them, so I might pull the trigger. So when you guys go away for a long time, I mean, they're pretty self-sustaining. You know, you leave them a decent amount of water and chicken feed, right?
Yeah, the automatic feeder comes down, feeds them, the water feeds them, so yeah, we take trips, they're fine, yeah. They took a day off yesterday and a single egg. Now today they'll all lay, so they take a day, they all come back and lay.
Well, Trump would say, you're fired.
Yeah, so what you going today? You got an egg pan, heavy work?
Work. So... I got to figure out what I'm doing, so I don't know. I might try to take it easy a little bit this week until it starts getting really busy, but it's starting to pick up a good bit. So I do have somebody in the neighborhood needs some mulch, and I was going to barter with them. They're going to they own a plumbing business, and they own an excavator. I was going to have them dig out some of this hill that's on the other side of the property here because I want to build a wall, and I got to kind of dig it even first, so I need him to dig it out with the excavator, which wouldn't take him any time at all, but I thought about just bartering with him, you know, do the mulch job for free, and he could do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah, I was getting the rest at the same time, so, yeah, Wes needs, you can barter with him, and you get your pot lights put in, or are they still going to do that yet?
And
your ceiling lights, are they in? Did you get that done?
I had to put all the ones in the basement, so it looks really, really good. So got all those old lights out of there and got that done. We've, you know, done a little bit of work down there. Got to just do little segments at a time, but we painted, we got new flooring down, we put recessed lights, so we're trying.
About that, yeah. Got to put the radio on the top of the dresser. I was getting dressed, so. Yeah, that looks, I'm sure it looks much neater now. Nice way to go. You guys have fixed that place up, so. Well, be careful working today, so I love you, and glad you had a good birthday yesterday, and happy 45th.
So, the kids kept calling me saying I was 46 years old. It's like, what are y'all doing? I'm not 46, I'm 45. I mean, I'm still old either way, but not that old.
That's young.
Time's right there now. No, I'm just joking. So, I guess I'm still young, considering, right?
Up in your precise arthritis, sitting talking to you, you're young, count your blessings. That'd be for FCMID.
On the corner, especially with all the manual labor I do. So, yep, good times. Yeah, for my birthday, Angela got me a small coconut cake from Publix. So we ate that, some ice cream, and kids got me a little birthday gift and maybe some cards. It was really nice. So I really enjoyed it.
We'll see you Sunday here for Landon's party in Wyatt. So whatever Lauren has, we'll eat. So I look forward to seeing you here Sunday.
All right, Dad. Well, hope you have a good day today, and get ready for the storm, I guess, coming in. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
I love you, son. The Gamecocks dropped 2 spots. Ladies did this morning, they said. So I think there were 6th or 7th, I forget. Hey, thanks for being there, Zed. What a bother you, but thank you. W4FCM, sign.
KD4FDI, clear.